Statistics show home sales gingerly improving nationwide, but government leaders believe too many families in upstate New York and across the country are unable to take advantage of interest rates that are at their lowest levels since the 30-year mortgage was created. They want change. The mayors of Albany, Schenectady, and Troy met with U.S. Housing and Urban Development Deputy Secretary Maurice Jones. Along with local housing advocates and counselors, lenders, and real estate brokers, they had a roundtable discussion at the College of St. Rose about efforts to prevent home foreclosures. Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings acknowledged that the regional housing crisis extending from the Capital Region down through the Lower Hudson Valley has taken too long to be addressed.
We're sitting down and saying, you know what, let's really come up with a plan that will be effective for all of us and will impact us, but will guarantee that the money that we do receive is going to be put to the best use possible in our community.
HUD Deputy Secretary Jones notes that sales are on a slight uptick, but concedes no one is satisfied.
The president is pushing Congress to act on four bills before it. Two proposals expand refinancing opportunities. The first two would ensure that every family that is current on their mortgage has the opportunity to refinance. The second two are regarding rebuilding equity.
Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy sees the rebuild component as a key to rehabilitating distressed housing.
The ideal thing, of course, becomes owner occupancy. And how do you structure those things that create that incentive for people who want to move back into our cities?
Troy Mayor Lou Rosamilia agrees that rehab programs seem the most effective solution to housing blight.
We know we have interested individuals that would love to have this opportunity to work with the city and the government to create for them a home, American dream.
HUD Deputy Secretary Jones would like to see more home buyers and homeowners avail themselves of HUD services.
No question also that we're seeing that those who do, the result is just superior.
More boosts for regional housing. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman today announced the grantees of the Homeowner Protection Program, his office's commitment of $60 million over 3 years to fund housing counseling and legal services for struggling New York homeowners. 35 legal services organizations and 59 housing counseling agencies statewide will receive over $16.1 million to provide free foreclosure prevention services. An additional $3.9 million has been allocated for training, technical assistance, and other support services to assist homeowners in foreclosure. A.G. Schneiderman.
We must ensure that homeowners get the expert guidance and legal representation they need to protect their rights before it's too late.
Governor Andrew Cuomo today announced that the Department of Financial Services is reaching out to help Albany County area homeowners struggling to save their homes from foreclosure by joining forces with HomeSave, a 12-member coalition of nonprofit legal, housing, and community groups. They've scheduled a public meeting for Friday in Colony. There's more information on our website, wamc.org. In Albany, I'm Dave Lucas.